February 6th, Christopher Marlowe, Shakespeare's rival. On this day in 1564, the playwright Christopher Marlowe was born. Shakespeare was born the same year, and the two are often compared. Marlowe's plays were hugely successful during his lifetime, and he was, ostensibly, the better educated of the two, since he went to Cambridge University, whereas Shakespeare's formal education ended when he left school aged 18, because he had to marry an already pregnant Anne Hathaway. There is so little substantive evidence to the lives of either Marlowe or Shakespeare, so we shall probably never get many answers to many questions about their lives and deaths. What we do have for them, though, is a lot of their written output. While Shakespeare normally comes out as top poet, Marlowe's work is extremely fine as well. Here's an example of comparing the two. Marlowe's Dr. Faustus, first of all, when he meets Helen of Troy. Was this the face that launched 1,000 ships and burnt the topless towers of Ilium? Sweet Helen, make me immortal with a kiss. Her lips suck forth my soul, see where it flies. Come, Helen, come, give me my soul again. Here will I dwell, for heaven is in these lips, and all is dross that is not Helena. By comparison, here is Shakespeare's Troilus meeting Cressida. I am giddy, expectation whirls me round, the imaginary relish is so sweet, that it enchants my sense. What will it be when that the watery palate tastes indeed, love's thrice ruptured nectar? I think in this case I prefer Marlowe. But there are so many other comparisons. Today I will try to be objective and not be hasty to judge anyone else.